April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Esther Margaret Ayers is a native of Marquette. She is a poet, a writer, and a piano and music teacher. She wrote the libretto of the orchestral song cycle, Bagadabe Niyashi, as well as the libretto to A Child's Requiem and White Stones. Today, she will read a variety of her own poetry.
Militza's Lover. 1. As he waits for her, planted on the porch in autumn sun, the old man imagines he's a tree. Wind stirs him, memory slips like sap through all his limbs, but he remembers only Militza, the arc of her arms in the morning as she coiled the white braid round her head. 45 years in the kitchen at the bakery, yet his hands retain not the kneading of bread, but the heft and powdery softness of his wife's breasts, as a flour sifted many times, and her vulva fallen from the children, but still velvet as the jowls of a pup in his palm, that wet of affection after all these years. Grinning in his half-slumber, he recalls how he slept that very morning, still inside her, his whole body falling, rising in first memory. As he dozes now in the blaze of late chrysanthemums, all the mornings of his life fall away, one by one. In the end, true as earth, there is only Militza. 2. Meanwhile, Militza is downtown pocketing slips pinched from planters in the mall. She doctors her lunch counter tea with a sprig of mint, tips the girl well, wind blows. Militza stands at the stop, buttoning the black coat over her flowered dress. She fingers the green as she feels for her fare and boards the bus with the smile of a thief. I'll have to wear gloves to my own funeral, for they'll never get the dirt out of these. Militza holds up her hands, cracked and calloused, with a black crescent moon under each nail, and joins the cackle of crones in the forward seats. Good women, like her, restless and exultant in the season when things appear to die. Turning to the window, Militza sees her own reflection, remembers her husband that very morning, how he did not laugh at this new joke, but stared, threw down his rake, muttering, left the garden. She found him in their room, head pressed to the bed. Later, his old cheek, rough as bark upon her breast, Militza promised to live longer than he. 3. At the curb, Militza drops her bags, wine, bull's blood, and chicken for his paprikash, and hurries to the south wall of the cleaners, where skeletons of hollyhocks rattle against the bricks. Rejoicing that they're ready, she strips the pods from the husks, shoulders her bags, heads home at last, jingling seeds like coins in her pocket. The old man looks up when Militza rounds the corner. Laden, she tries to wave. He nods, scowling, caught again with nothing to do but wait for her. Suddenly something rooted in her long ago stirs at the sight of his white head among her flowers, and Militza prays when it's time they'll go together, spiraling down to earth, joined at the center like maple wings. My paper map for Dan. Today I iron my paper map. It's a map of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, my home. I like living with water on almost every side because I myself am mostly water. They're not making maps like this much anymore. Most people prefer using GPS. I see them in SUVs or on trails staring at those tiny screens or else looking angrily at the sky when there's no signal. I like my paper map, wrinkled from so many journeys. It reminds me of my lover's face, of love's body, love's worn jeans and flannel shirt. We've laid this map out on flat rocks at the bottom of the Sturgeon River Gorge, the beach near the mouth of the Laughing Whitefish, and the hot hood of our truck, the engine ticking as it cools. We've spread it out on tent floors, motel beds, boat bows, bars, and picnic tables. On my map, St. Mary's Straits are blurred from raindrops, and there are double rings in Lake Superior where we rest our coffee mugs. Even so, today I ironed my paper map because it was getting hard to see the land for all the lines. When I set the iron down, my map was warm. It smelled as if it had been left out in the sun. I traced my fingers over familiar spots and thought about all the places we still haven't been. As I did, I noticed my own hands, which have folded and unfolded this map so many times. I like my hands, even though my skin is lined and grows thin in places. Maybe I am turning into paper. That will be interesting, I thought, as I watched a blue river pulse and go underground at my wrist. When I was done ironing my map, I pressed a piece of clear tape over the beginning of a hole near the Ojibwe Marquette Casino. I didn't want to take any chances so close to home. And if you've followed me this far, it's probably time to go find your own map. Spread it out somewhere. Show it a little love. Think about where you've been and where you're going.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.